This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Go Love Yourself ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to Go Love Yourself.
I used to cut out the labels in my clothes. And I would also, you know, a lot of clothes, I think some still do, they come with hangers with the size on.
Yes.
I would take those off and put those in the bin.
Hey babes, how are you? And second of all, can you update me on what you're watching on telly? Because you're so interesting in your telly watching. And I'm like, I'll tell you what I'm rewatching in a minute, as well as also Modern Family for the 15th time this year. So please tell me about your TV life.
I'm not on dating apps, but if I was, I think I'd have very interesting telly pics in my bio.
Your bio.
You think I'm weird because I like depressing things.
I find it such an odd phenomenon
thing,
but
thing,
but I
We're
thing,
from Kent, so it's but thing.
thing with a capital F. But I know I'm in the minority there because everyone loves a bit of, you know, trauma to watch.
Have you watched One Day yet?
No, I will do though, I promise.
Okay, well, just prepare yourself because no spoilers here.
Well, we all know what happens.
Well, most people know what happens, yeah. But
yeah.
It took me about 3 to 5 working days to recover from that. I was like really permanently damaged. It was a lot. Yeah. I really enjoyed it though. It's so much better than the film.
I've read something, it was like someone has gone into my heart and stolen it out of my chest and run away. But I love those series where you do get like really into it and really affected.
Yes, yeah.
Love that. Like a really good book. Yeah, okay, cool.
I've just finished a really good series actually on Apple TV. I got a free subscription with my phone and I've just finished a series called Blackbird. Oh my God. It's with the guy from Taron Egerton from the Elton John film.
We love Taron!
Yeah, and
yes.
It is so good. It's like a prison, psychological kind of thriller. Honestly, I was by the end of it, I was on the edge of my seat. My palms were sweaty, more than usual.
Knees and, weak, palms are heavy, yeah.
All right, Eminem.
Has anyone ever said the words, my palms were sweaty and not followed it up? Well, you know how old you are if you're not following it up.
It just reminds me of that really awkward sex scene in 8 Mile and watching that as a kid and being like, oh, so that's what sex is. Cool, cool, cool.
Do you know, Laura, I've never seen the film.
What? Okay, we need to watch it together.
I have never seen the film in my life.
It's terrible. Me and Matt actually rewatched it recently because we were like, oh, that's like a trick, just because it was a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so bad.
Oh, no, I don't want to watch an awkward sex scene from 2003.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
It was the ones where they just literally just... Sorry if anyone's listening, people read like me, but he just sticks it in and then he finishes and then she's just like, oh. That's it. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure, she had a lovely time. That's not how we do it.
Like it.
Yeah. Anyway, so you need to watch Blackbird. And then I'm also, don't judge me because I feel like I'm such a hypocrite and I do feel like a hypocrite, but I really did get into Married at First Sight Australia. Even Matt got into it.
Yeah.
And the new series is out. So I'm kind of excited for that, but I'm also a bit like, oh, these people are pre-vile. So,
No, Married at First Sight is just, is so, like, we've talked about it before with me. It's brilliant watching. I can't get into it because I just haven't got the commitment. But, like, it's so good. Half of each episode is a recap of the other episodes. And the part just come before. It's very fucking annoying. Watch it on record so you can fast forward. Yeah. But it's so, it is real good. And I've heard lots of things about Love is Blind also.
That is terrible.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's so bad, though. And it's, yeah, it's just...
It's all the same. It's just easy watching.
Life, isn't it?
Life's hard, guys. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not looking to watch the news all day and see wars and fights and police being disgusting to then go and watch horrible TV shows.
You want escapism. It's funny, I was having a chat with a friend about this recently because I was saying how much I hate Love Island and how it's basically just like vanity and it's vacuous and it's everything that is wrong with the world. And she was like, but why shouldn't those people have a platform? I was like, because they've just got it because they're pretty and skinny and privileged and there's nothing else about them. She was like, but you don't know that. Anyway, we had a really interesting discussion about that. And she was just saying as well, like, she's got a really horrible job. Like, she works social services. So obviously she sees all sorts. She just said, like, for her, and I think for a lot of people I know, telly like that is escapism. Like, I've got a friend who's a teacher. She loves the Kardashians because she said, I just want to switch off. And I, so yeah, each to their own. Each to their own.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So, remember a few weeks ago we had the lovely Hannah from Reign on the podcast?
Yeah, she was just so lovely. It was such a fun episode to record as well because we got to do it in person and we just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, we did. It was really lovely to meet Hannah and I found her very inspirational. And do you know what's very exciting? Is that this week everybody's rune orders will actually be shipped. So anyone who's placed an order of their beautiful clothes are now in the post. How exciting is that?
That's nice. So they're going to get like a little treat to the door. That's super nice. Yeah. And that's very exciting. I think what we need to do is just because Hannah is so lovely and her journey is inspirational and starting a business is just, you know, it is such a flex what she's doing. I actually want another catch up with her soon. What do you think?
Yeah, I really want to find out how she's doing and yeah, like how many orders she's got, what the feedback's been. Like, I feel really invested in her like journey and I'm really, really hoping that she does really well.
Same. And so for anyone who doesn't know, Rune is a premium fashion brand designed for sizes 16 and above, designed to actually fit bigger bodies rather than being fit to a size 8 and graded up, which is fabulous.
Yeah. We spoke to the founder, Hannah, on Go Love Yourself very recently, a few weeks ago. So you should definitely check out that episode if you haven't already.
And a huge thank you again to Rune for sponsoring this podcast. And we want to remind our listeners of the exclusive discount Hannah has given us, which is so cool. If you use the code GLY20 on www.rune-studio.co.uk, you can get 20% off of all items. Right, so today's episode, guys, you've got me and Laura, and we're going to be talking about dress sizes, but more specifically, if and when you're gaining weight and you've got to go up dress sizes and the kind of things that happen in your brain when that's happening, because Laura and I have both got experiences with this. I put it out on my Instagram and hundreds of people are saying the same, that essentially the feeling of shame of having to buy the size up. And I want to talk about that. Now, we know from this podcast that one, clothes sizing means nothing. We know that. And we also know that it's okay to gain weight and it's okay to be in bigger bodies, et cetera, et cetera. We all know this. However, we're also very sensible enough to know that sometimes when you've got to buy that bigger size, it just hurts sometimes. Yeah. It just doesn't feel nice. And you do feel a bit of shame and you do want to hide that label. So we kind of want to have like a bit of an open chat about it.
Yeah.
Laura, were you ever... Did you ever feel ashamed to go up dress sizes? Like, how did you deal with that?
I think I will say that this is actually one of the very few privileges of being in a bigger body, is that I think when you are bigger, weight kind of loss and gain and fluctuations maybe aren't as visible. So I actually really empathize with people. I think when they're a bit maybe, you know, smaller and then they gain weight and it is more visible and then people notice it, especially because they've always maybe been small or smaller. So that I think I can appreciate that that must be really, really hard. The only time that I really struggled with it was I'd just come out of Bake Off and I put on quite a bit of weight during filming because it was like the catering wasn't amazing.
Cakes.
And obviously cakes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, obviously we were in lockdown still and I just gained some weight and I went from a size 24 to 26. And I think if I was a bit smaller, I probably wouldn't have minded, but I felt like the jump from 24 to 26 meant that I was then, I really struggled with buying clothes because a lot of brands stop at 24. And so for me, it felt like a big jump. And also I was just kind of getting used to, or I wasn't used to be honest with you, I was terrified of being somewhat in the public eye and to kind of publicly have to say like, I've gone up a dress size or I wear a size 26. Yeah. I hate to say it because I feel like such a hypocrite, but I was embarrassed and I did feel like, oh, am I going to get negativity for this? And I did get a few comments from people saying like, oh, you've gained weight, or like, you look very puffy, you look very round, have you gained weight? It was those kind of comments and it was really upsetting. And I know, I hope she won't mind me saying this, but Lottie, who was on Bake Off with Lottie Bedlow, she had and is still experiencing that years and years on, people commenting on her weight gain. Yeah. So yeah, I think that was the kind of biggest time that I noticed it. Also, like, you know, when you're having to film yourself and take pictures of yourself and put yourself online, it's not, I appreciate that, it's not normal. I did find that very challenging. Yeah, not so much in the past, if I'm honest, because I think I've always been big.
Yeah.
What about you?
This is kind of why we wanted to talk about it today, actually, because I was so horrible to myself from the point of going from a size 12 to a six to a size 16. So this would have been about, where are we now, 11 years, started maybe 11 years ago, 10 years ago, and just for sort of reasons and then no reason and whatever, I started to gain weight a little bit. So, you know, going from, I'd been a size 12 for ages and ages and ages. Like, it's one of those things, I started uni at a size 10, you gradually get bigger or gain weight or whatever, but I'd gone to a size 10. So when I was like 25, I was a size 12. And then I started gaining weight and the 12s weren't doing up and then it had to go to a 14. And I just remember it being like, what the fuck, I failed. I have failed if I've got to go to a 14. But it was just such a line. And going then from a 14 to a 16, I was just devastated. I was ashamed of myself. That's when I started to hide away. That's when I started to be so, so cruel to myself, because I remember so clearly, like literally so clearly, I can see it when I close my eyes, on a Saturday night going to Asda, George, and buying, literally having no clothes, because obviously nothing fits. I was a 16 at that point, not a 12, but I'm still trying to get in my 12s. And just saying, I've got to buy some clothes, but I don't deserve nice clothes. So what I'm going to go and do is I'm going to go and get two jumpers that fit. Mm. And I did. And I bought these two horrible, horrible jumpers. Oh my goodness. And then just spent a year wearing those with leggings and trainers and hating it. Because I was like, I don't deserve nice clothes.
Yeah.
Because I've gained weight and because you've done this to yourself.
Yeah, I think so many people resonate that as well. Like, and I really appreciate your vulnerability and your openness in saying that, because it's really, really hard. And I remember what you were saying about the whole jump into a 14 thing. Can't relate to that. But for me, it was always a size 22. I can't go above a size 22 because that's the maximum size that Dorothy Perkins do. And that's the only place I can shop. The only other place I shopped at the time was Tesco, like F&F clothes. Mm. And even they stopped at a 22. So for me, that was in my head. So when I went from a 22 to 24, again, I felt like I had failed. And it's so sad, like, how many of us have like stopped buying clothes or bought, like you said, maybe not so nice clothes, because we're just kind of punishing ourselves all over again. And it's a really hard and horrible thing that we do to ourselves. But it's so common, like, you will not be alone in that.
No, I could cry, guys, at my inbox right now, putting that out on Instagram. I just asked for people's questions and experiences. And the amount of self-hatred in my DMs from these women who, you know, I recognize your handles and you're the ones that are messaging me every week saying, don't you look, you know, you look amazing. I wish I had your confidence. I wish I could wear stuff like that. Mm. You look amazing. They're listening to the podcast. They're following us on Instagram, all of that. And then now they're in my DMs being like, oh no, I'm so ashamed of myself. I can't bring myself to buy any clothes at this size. So I just wear the same outfit every day and just wash it every night. Or leggings and jumpers that are see-through and are poorly made and don't fit properly because I don't think I deserve clothes. Like the self-hatred in my DMs, Laura, it was so upsetting.
It's horrible, isn't it?
No, it's awful. And that's the thing. It's the universal experience. Like we co-host this body confidence podcast. And we also know that sometimes the going up a dress size just has implications on your self-esteem, mental health. It just does.
Yeah.
We'll get to the point at the end of this episode where we'll talk about like how you overcome that. But we wanted to really get into like the issue at hand.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
One thing I will say that gets to me as well is when I see quite a lot of people online saying about, here's how I made my jeans go from this to this. Like, and it's like not fitting to fitting. And they're like, I just sized up. And I love, I really do love the sentiment. And I think it's very, very true. But it doesn't necessarily always apply if you're bigger, because if I posted that content, I'd be, you know, told that I was promoting obesity. But also, like, for a very long time, and even now to a big extent, if I sized up a jean size again, I'm sized out of so many retailers. It's not as easy as sort of size up and that. It's very, very easy, though, to think about your body as temporary. Like, oh, well, I'm going to lose weight. Well, I'm going to be smaller. I'm going to lose weight for this event or wedding or for whatever reason. And so we think of our body as temporary. And so then we feel like we don't want to waste money and we don't want to invest in ourselves. It's really, really horrible. It's really hard. And we do kind of need to, I think, move away from that. Like, it's not a failure.
Obviously, my experience wasn't being sized out. And that's a privilege that I had at the time. But there are so many experiences of people who, if they size up, they're sized out.
Yeah.
And that's huge, guys. That's huge. And obviously, we know what's happening with the fashion industry at the minute. It's happening with more and more retailers. Do you know what I mean? Like just being sized out. So it's a real thing there as well, on top of the self-esteem thing. But mate, you hit the nail on the head on this, on gaining weight and going up dress sizes makes you feel like your body is temporary. And that's how I felt for so long. And that's how I see some people in my life feeling, and people online and people that follow me and stuff are feeling that their body is temporary, because it's very much like, I don't deserve to buy nice clothes at this size, so I'm going to wait until I lose weight.
Yeah.
I am not going to buy new clothes until I lose weight. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to change my style until I lose weight. And then what you find, if we're being really bloody honest, is that 5 years have passed and you're still the same size, if not bigger, and you're still considering yourself temporary. Mm-hmm. My situation is that I probably saw my body as temporary for about 7 years. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I had those 7 years of my late 20s and early 30s. I felt myself as temporary because it was like, oh, I will buy the nice clothes or I will figure out my style when I've lost weight. That time passes either way.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so awful. And again, it was so much in my DMs, but I see it from people in my life as well of, oh, you know, I'm not going to buy that now because I'll wait till I lose weight. It makes me so sad.
I remember actually in the run up to having bariatric surgery, it was probably about a year, maybe even longer, maybe even a year and a half. And I did exactly that. I said, I'm not buying any new clothes. Mm. And I actually look back, I think about this often and I don't know why. For a long time at work, I wore the clothes that were too small and too short as well.
Yeah,
and I remember a woman coming up to me once and saying, the stairs in, you remember the stairways?
Yeah.
They were like open and like they were had like holes in. So like people could see quite a bit. And I remember one lady coming up to me, she said, look, I really hope you don't think I'm being rude or pervy, but you might just want to be careful and wear something underneath your like dresses and stuff because you can see like, quite a lot.
Oh no.
But yeah, I wore clothes with like stains on them. I wore clothes with holes in. I wore things that were too short, too small. And I actually really cringe now. And I think like I had a good job. I was, you know, as a manager, I had responsibility. I had people that worked for me and I, I looked a mess, to be honest with you. And I'm kind of embarrassed now. But like I said, I think it's really common.
Yeah, I did the same thing. And there's this one, I can't remember what birthday it was. I think it was 29. So when was I? I was maybe like a size 18 at the time. And I went shopping with my mum and my sister on my birthday wearing like this awful pair of fucking like jegging jean things from Primark at the time that were so ill-fitting and baggy, and they were disgusting, like flat out just disgusting, with a size 16 top, because I was really self-conscious of my weight gain. What that did then is just like hug to my, it was too tight and too short. And my mum, God love her, and obviously at that time I just didn't want to hear anyone talk about my body ever. Mm. And I was, you know, I went into complete meltdown if anyone mentioned it. And mum had to so carefully just be like, Lozzie, let's go to M&S and let's just get you another jumper today. Yeah. Like, that it's going to make you feel better. You don't like what you're wearing. Like, I was walking around Bluewater crying because I was like, I can see my reflection in the shop windows. I don't like it. And then had to go into Marks and Spencer's and buy this size, I think it must have been 18 at the time, black jumper. And then, mate, let me tell you, I wore those disgusting, horrible jean jegging things and that black jumper like every day. Because it was all the fit and it was loose enough that it didn't show my tummy.
I can't tell you how sad that makes me, because I genuinely can't even imagine you in well, many black things. I know you've got the odd black thing, but
no, I know, right?
I just thought of you in a baggy black jumper and black jeans. It's not you.
Black baggy.
There's
like
nothing wrong with that,
no,
by the way. Like, no. I like that look. I used to live in black a lot as well, and I still like to wear black. But that isn't you. That isn't Lauren.
No. And there was obviously other factors going on at the time, guys. I was really like very, very not well. But it like, that's always a memory that sticks in my brain, is like how sad that I was so wanting to cling on to that size 16 pink top that I wore it when it was so uncomfortable, and it didn't make me feel comfortable or confident at all. Mm. Just to hang on to the size 16 and not go up to the size 18. Mm. Yeah, mate.
Sad.
Literally sad.
I remember once as well, like, you know, I really cannot underestimate how hard it was to buy clothes when I was younger. I remember going into the high street and there was a New Look, and I remember seeing this top. It was like a floral top, like proper me. it was a black base, but with these like really cute little ditzy floral print sort of patterns. And it was in the sale and didn't have a lot of money. And it was like a size 16 or something. Didn't fit, didn't even anywhere near do up. I was like, I'm going to buy it as an incentive. So rather than actually spending my money on clothes that fit, even though I like really didn't have many at all, I decided to spend my precious money on something that didn't fit and to put it up in my wardrobe as an incentive.
Oh my God, yes.
Spoiler alert, I never got into that top, and it honestly took me about 7 years until I got rid of that top, because I was never actually small enough to fit into it. And 7 years had passed, and I actually finally, I pulled it out of my wardrobe, and I remember thinking, I don't like that anymore, actually. Like, that wouldn't suit me. Mm. That's not my style or whatever. How sad that we do that. We've all done it. I did it up until very recently, like 2-3 years ago, had things in my wardrobe that I was like, when I'm smaller, I'll wear that. And I thought it would be a great incentive to put it in my wardrobe to kind of like, when I start the day, think, right, be good today.
Because
you want to fit into
Same. What was the last one you bought?
I don't think anything really stands out, to be honest with you, but I know I definitely am guilty of it. What about you?
Mine was as recently as, I think maybe 3 years ago was the last one I did. And it was actually someone we used to work with who, like, I love. She posted a picture of this beautiful, beautiful dress that I can't stop thinking about. And still now I can't stop thinking about it. And I was like, I must have it. And I found it on Vinted, and I think I found it, I'm going to double check, it's either a 16 or an 18. And I bought it. Why? Like, in that, because it's a tight fitting dress. I'm a tight fitting dress because my tummy's big. I wouldn't get into that. I think 22 would be fine. And I bought it and I put it up and on hangers on my wardrobe at my mum's house where I was living at the time. And I literally would stare at it every day in the morning and look at it and be like, yeah, soon. But that was indicative of how I spent that period of time that I said, guys, like, what, 6-7 years of just hating myself, feeling myself as temporary, buying these beautiful dresses or getting these beautiful dresses that I used to love out of the box in the bottom of the wardrobe and hanging them up for motivation. Mm. Like, And that was, let me tell you, honestly, I've a real emotional, like, body confidence day was the day that I did finally put a bunch of those up for sale on Vinted. But if I'm honest, there are still about six things I've kept. Not necessarily just in case, but
Babes,
maybe.
What are we doing? We need to get rid of them.
I don't even think of just in case. I think we've talked about it before. Like, maybe not just a just in case, but maybe just they're so great.
I get that. It's hard. Also, like, my mum, I was talking to my mum about this the other day, and she was saying that for her, some clothes hold sentimental value. So, like, this was the dress I had a great night out in, or this was my 40th birthday dress, and I want to keep it for that. So, I kind of do get that. But I don't want to sound preachy to you, but you do know.
Mate, no, it's all the wrong reasons. And we've literally had this conversation before, I think, on the podcast, because I said that I've kept them, and I'm like,
It's not doing you any favours. Like, we always say that on the podcast. Like, when you open your wardrobe, it should, like, things, and you pick things out, they should make you feel good. Like, ideally great. Mm. They should fit you and they should make you feel great.
I know. I mean, at this point, guys, it's been so long. I think they're just in this little box as, like, antiques right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm not anticipating to ever get into. I think it must be like 3 or 4 size 12 things. I know I'm never going to get into them. I'm not keeping them to get into them, but maybe I'm keeping them again for sentimental. I had great nights out in them. Plus, they're just like beautiful dresses that I can't bring myself to get rid of. I got rid of everything else. Oh, it hurt me. It hurt me.
But that's what Facebook memories are for.
Yeah, fuck the memories. I don't want the memories.
But why do you, without being rude, like, maybe because I'm not sentimental and I'm not like a, I don't, like, not saying that you're a hoarder, like, at all, because you're not, but like, as in, why keep them? Like, what is, put them in a memory box if they're that sentimental.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get, yeah, no, I know. I don't know. They're sentimental. There's a lot of, I think there's probably a lot into it. It's sort of like, you know, like sort of BC. It's like BT before trauma. Ah, nice when you were like, you know, in your early 20s and slim Lauren. Nice for memory times. I understand that's a very toxic way of thinking, guy. But I'm only human.
Yeah, no.
And I got it down from like 50 dresses to like 5. So go me.
Well, what do we always say? Progress over perfection. Like, and I think it's good that you're being honest.
I do too. go me. But no, good point. But I'm not holding on to those things anymore. And I'm not buying aspirational sizes and hanging them up on like the door frame to look at every day anymore. That is long gone.
I just remembered one thing that I used to do quite a lot as well. I used to cut out the labels in my clothes. And I would also, you know, a lot of clothes, I think some still do, they come with hangers with the size on.
Yeah.
I would take those off and put those in the bin. And I would, yeah, sometimes cut out labels because I was really embarrassed. I didn't want like people seeing what size I was. Again, like, it's literally just come flooding back, actually, like memories. Even as recently as like, I think 3 or 4 years ago, my auntie, I asked her, like, she's like a sewing whiz. And I said, oh, could you take in a dress for me or take it up or something? And I didn't want her seeing that I was a size 26. So I cut the label out.
Oh my God, it's so silly, isn't it?
It is really. Now I think back and like, I genuinely couldn't give a shit. Like, I've got things in my wardrobe that are a size 32 and I've got things that are a size 24, like 22. It really doesn't bother me anymore. Like, and I can really say that. And so it's kind of, in a way, like, you got to look back and laugh. But
it,
like, also,
it
I know that
to look back,
people
it?
Will be doing, like, listening and going like, oh, shit, I still do that. Like, please don't do that. Yeah, you deserve better than that.
And this is why we're recording this episode, because although Laura and I are now in a different place, we know a lot of people listening aren't. And we, like, because one of the other things that I used to do as well, I remember I think I mentioned it recently. Actually, this was in a subscriber episode, I think. I bought this leopard print fake fur coat from New Look when I was like 22 or something. And I was a size 12 at the time, but I bought it in a size 16 because I think it was like a tight fitting coat anyway. And I wanted that little bit oversized. And I was so ashamed so petrified that anyone would see the 16 in there and what they'd then think of me. I can't, like, that logic to me now, I'm embarrassed that I did that. And it's not because it's a smaller size or anything like that. It's just, why do I care what people think about the size I am? I am the size I am. Another thing I wanted to mention as well is, in all of this, the cost it takes to buy new clothes.
Yes.
If you're going up sizes and sizes, and this is actually something I did find at the time. I was living in London and you just don't have spare money. And I was gaining weight quite quickly, so I was getting bigger all the time. Replacing your wardrobe with these sizes,
you can't keep doing it.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
no, you can't, and you can't buy a whole new wardrobe. You sort of buy, you know, the couple of things. So maybe I'll give myself a little bit of a break for buying those two jumpers, but it is expensive.
Yeah, and it's a luxury, really, that not a lot of us can afford, especially in the current climate.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not easy, especially when clothes are so expensive now. Like, everything's gone up, even the cheaper fashion. Like, Primark, I remember, used to be, like, cheap as chips. And even Primark's not cheap anymore. Not that I can actually fit into Primark. Fuck you, Primark, but never mind.
Oh, R.I.P. Primark. Their 20s are hilarious, let me tell you. We will get on to the nice things in a minute. And so our tips for also dealing with the money thing and tips for overcoming some of these issues and how Laura and I have got to the point where we now don't care about buying the bigger size up. But when I put it out on my Instagram for your thoughts and stuff, that I was inundated with people's experiences. And as I said earlier, just there's so much self-hate in my DMs right now. I'm scared.
Yeah.
But we wanted to read some of them out just so that you all know that you're not alone.
Yeah, as Lauren said, we were literally inundated. Here are just a few. I've been living in tracksuits that I can wear until I lose the extra weight. I live in cheap jumpers and leggings because I don't deserve lovely clothes. I feel like I don't look nice in anything now I'm bigger. And then we also had one listener say, I grew up hearing never get to a size 18. It was an invisible line never to cross. That just kind of adds to what we were saying earlier about why sizes are such a big deal. And like, it's weird, isn't it? We all have this kind of maximum acceptable size in our head. And I think that's why crossing it can sometimes feel like such a big deal.
Oh, big deal. Yeah, literally. I think I remember crossing the 18 thing going into my first 20 because 20 was just unimaginable. And now that's where I sit and I'm fine with it. And again, we're going to talk about it. But, you know, there are other really good points. And this one I remembered, like, as I read this, I was like, oh my God, yes, I remember this. Someone said, I remember going up a size and not being able to borrow clothes from my friends anymore and being so upset. I know that's a very niche thing, but I do remember that as well. And my friends, we're all swapping clothes between each other, and all the girls, all the maternity clothes have gone around those girls. If I was to ever be pregnant, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's really silly, but when, you know, I was a kid growing up where I could borrow clothes from my friends and stuff, and all of a sudden you can't, and it did feel shit at the time. I do remember that. Yeah. Not great. Another thing sort of on that, and we have touched on it, is that feeling shame to tell people your size, but specifically telling your friends who are slimmer. Because, and I come from this from a point of, again, growing up slimmer. The thought of a size 20 when I was a size 12 was like, I just didn't even think about it. And so I remember those feelings and those horrendous thoughts that I had, and thinking that people would judge me more when they're slimmer. It's horrible.
I think it was also really hard growing up with friends that were smaller, and then they would be like, oh, I'm so fat. And then like they'd be like a size 8-10, or they'd be like, oh, my jeans don't fit, and like I'm such a fat mess, and like they're a size 10. Like, and it's like, okay, sucks. So what does that say about me? And I'm in like size 22. Other people were saying as well that it made them feel like a failure, which was, quite common, which is very sad as well. Yeah, so those were just kind of a handful of the comments that we got. The good news is that we're obviously here to tell you that you are not a failure, that you do deserve to look good and feel good in nice clothes, just like everybody else, and that you do deserve, if you can afford to invest in clothes that fit you so that you can open your wardrobe and feel good about what's in it.
100%. And I think let's just maybe, you know, this whole podcast is dedicated to this. Like, if you are feeling ashamed or anything like that, I would... We're really great. I'd go back to the start and re-listen to it, you know what I mean? But genuinely, we've got some cracking episodes. But the whole podcast is about this. It's about feeling, it's about loving ourselves a little bit more just as we are now. This is what this whole podcast is about. But maybe we can give like a few different tips of how we've got to this point, because like, hand on my heart, Laura, I just don't care that I'm a size 20
same.
Right now.
Yeah.
I will tell anyone. I put it online now. Like a few years ago, the thought of me telling people I was a size 20, oh my goodness. Sometimes I flip between a 20 and 22. Sometimes I have to buy a 22. Give a shit. It fits better in some shops and in some styles. That's what I have to do. I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's really good. So we're going to talk about a little bit about how we get there. But one thing I wanted to say is, if you are struggling with the money thing, now is the time to sell your old clothes that don't fit, that have been sitting in your wardrobe for 5 years, waiting for you to lose the weight, quote unquote. I just need everyone to get to a point where we're not waiting for that to happen. And just go and buy yourself something now. Sell those clothes, sell them on Vinted. They go into your little Vinted balance. And then it's like, girl math, free money. Mm. Use that Vinted balance to buy yourself a couple of secondhand pieces that you really like now.
Yes.
And will make you feel comfortable and comfortable now. As the size you are now. And it will make you feel so good. When I started wearing those dresses in the size that I was at the time, I was a different person.
Mm.
So please just start doing that.
Yeah, for me, honestly, one of the biggest things I ever did for my confidence was to get rid of the old clothes in my wardrobe that didn't fit me. And I don't know if it's just age or just being more comfortable with myself now. But yeah, try not to get hung up on the numbers on the label because they really don't matter. And I think it is all about the fit. And unfortunately, a lot of brands have vanity sizing, which is... I know we did a whole episode on this, which was which was fascinating. Go us, Big Ed. It was
fascinating.
Interesting, I think. I found it really interesting. Yeah. So a lot of brands, so many brands that I know of, they make clothes bigger than what they say is on the size label because the psychology shows and research shows that you're more likely to buy it and you're more likely to be a return customer. So they're kind of playing with you psychologically. So that's why when you go into one store, you're maybe a size 18 and then another store, you're a size 22. So there's massive inconsistencies across the board. There is no standardization when it comes to sizing or regulations for brands, which is very frustrating. And we all know as well that size charts aren't accurate. So my advice really would be to just chuck that out, like get it in the bin. It doesn't matter. And focus on what fits you. And if you try something on... How many times I've tried on a pair of jeans, right? I ordered a size 32. I couldn't even get them over my fucking calves, honestly. Well, barely. And then the other day I ordered a size 28 pair of jeans and they were like baggy and I had like saggy knees. I could have fit a small child down there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It just, it doesn't matter, honestly. And no. it's a kind of a brand problem, not a you problem. So like, please don't get hung up on the numbers. They're just so insignificant. It's not even funny.
No, it is insane. You need to break it down sometimes to the science of it. It means nothing. Definitely go and listen to that episode that we did because it is really good. But it was a light bulb moment for me and I think a lot of listeners at the time as well. And again, I just want to say to the people that are going up dress sizes, it's all right.
Mm.
This is what we said in the very first episode and I will say it forever. Like, it's just okay to gain weight.
Yeah.
And that's not me sitting here advocating for whatever. I'm just saying it's okay to gain weight because sometimes you gain weight for reasons. Sometimes it's for no reason. Sometimes it's because you like food. Sometimes stuff's going on. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm. It's okay to gain weight and it's okay to go up dress sizes. It's okay to not be the dress size that you were when you were 21. And it's okay to be bigger than your because you're not 21 yeah. anymore. And it's okay to be bigger than your friends and your family or maybe be the biggest person in the room most of the time. That's me. I'm a size 20. And honestly, most rooms I go into, mate, I'm still the biggest person there. And I'm just fine with it now. And you don't have to replace your entire wardrobe. It's so easy for us to sit here and say, like, you know, just get used to the fact that you might not lose the weight and you're never going to fit in those clothes again. I do want that to be in the back of your mind, but also let's be realistic. I don't expect everyone to go and replace their wardrobes. What I do want people to do is just maybe have a couple of things in there that they really like. You can rewear them to death. You can rewear them every single weekend and to everything with your friends and family. It doesn't matter, but just have a couple of things in there that you feel like yourself in, not these tight clothes that don't fit you anymore, because it's not nice to be uncomfortable and restricted. And that is going to show in your confidence. Yeah. And I say that because I did it. Like, I would love to see videos of me from like 2018 and just looking like a shell of myself in these, you know, really just terrible, like jeggingy jean things and cold shoulder tops that I hated. And that's just me. There's nothing wrong with that as a style. I'm just saying that's not me, even though these jegging jeans are atrocious and did look atrocious on us all. And it's just not good. That's not who I am. And life's too short to be so at war with a label inside your clothes that is so out of your control to be put in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I know this might sound really morbid, but like, you could be dead tomorrow. You literally could be dead tomorrow. Like, go and live your life, wear some fabulous clothes yeah. that fit you, that make you feel good, ideally great. And don't waste any more of your life thinking, I'll do that when I'm smaller. I'll wear that when I'm smaller.
Yeah.
Like, don't live a small life just because you're bigger.
Yeah. The regret I have for those years, I can't tell really? You. I know you're not meant to regret things, but I regret it so much for lots of different reasons. You could die tomorrow. Is this worth it? Is you sitting there thinking that you're unworthy or you don't deserve a pair of trousers that fit you in your body now? Is that really worth it? It's not. It's just not. Mm-hmm. And like Laura says, don't live a small life just to make yourself a little bit smaller or because you're in a bigger body. It's just not worth it. And I think being in a bigger body is fucking fabulous.
Oh, that was, do you know what? That was a bit of a trip down memory lane and also quite nice to be like, oh, we've, do you know what, babes? We've come a long way so far. Yeah. I hope that those of you listening who are kind of feeling like, well, were feeling a bit shit, hopefully now you feel a little bit better. And thank you as always for listening. Before we let you go, we actually do have a little favour to ask you. If you're currently listening to us on Apple Podcasts, could you, pretty please, with a cherry on top, leave us a nice review? The reason for this is because it helps other people find the podcast and it basically means that we can grow the Go Love Yourself community even more.
And as always, we're releasing bonus episodes on Patreon and Apple Podcasts and you can become a subscriber for £1 a week. If you would like to subscribe, you can get ad-free episodes and early releases and you can find all the links in the episode description. And don't forget, you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music too.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, we're at Go Love Yourself Pod, or you can join our community Facebook group and chat with other listeners of the show in the most wholesome group on the internet. Just search Go Love Yourself Community. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.